You're listening to At Lunch. I'm Pilani Nasekepe. Every Wednesday here on At Lunch, we have Wealth or Wellness Wednesday. Last week, we had Wealth. Go listen to those conversations. And this week, Wellness. You find the conversations on rfm.co.za. You click on Listen, then RFM Podcast. And then you'll see there's a Wellness Podcast as well as a Wealth Podcast. So something we're speaking about today is supplements. Every time I go onto YouTube or Instagram or something, I find that there's a new thing, and everyone's like, now you have to drink this, otherwise you're not going to make it. So I felt like maybe we all just need proper insight on this. I'm speaking to Roxanne Shannon from Balance Health, and she's just going to help us figure out what the supplement thing is in the first place. Roxanne, welcome to At Lunch.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
So let's start at the beginning. What exactly is a supplement?
Well, it's actually really easy to explain. Supplement literally means to add to. So supplements should never replace a good diet. They should just support it. It's a concentrated form of nutrients or natural compounds designed to support the body where food or stress or lifestyle leaves gaps.
So people always say, just eat healthy and you'll get everything you need. So why do we even then need the supplements?
Well, healthy eating is always the foundation. And honestly, even people who eat fairly well still do have nutrient gaps. And the reason is because farming is not what it used to be. Modern vegetables, and I use the word modern vegetables for a reason, has a much lower mineral and nutrient density than it what it was, or what it used to be. So just to give you an idea, calcium in 1975, calcium in broccoli was 100 milligrams per 100 grams of broccoli, whereas now it is 40, well, not now, sorry. In 1995, it was tested again, and it's 40 milligrams per 100 grams. That is a massive drop just in 20 years. So you can just think now in 2026 how low your mineral and nutrient density is in some of the vegetables you're eating.
Yo, that is insane. So how do you actually know if you need the supplements, or are you just wasting your money?
Well, I don't think you're wasting your money. And how do you know? Well, how do you feel? You just have to look at the person. Obviously, you need to look at the diet, if you're getting enough protein, fiber, healthy minerals, and color. And we've just said you don't get enough in your food. But also your lifestyle. How are you sleeping? Are you stressed? We look at symptoms. And basically, how are you feeling on a daily basis? Yeah, literally, how do you feel? I don't think we know. How did you feel when you were a kid versus how do you feel now as an adult? You're meant to have energy. You're meant to wake up feeling ready for the day. And most of us aren't. So that's a good question. And then another thing is, just to give you an idea, magnesium is involved in more than 300 systems in the body. So if you're struggling with, if you're feeling tired or tense or cramping or not sleeping, magnesium may be one of the nutrients you are low in. And also in 2011, US did a study and 90% of adults in the US did not have enough potassium in their body. And it was 70% of adults did not have enough magnesium. So we're not getting it in our food. How are you feeling every single day?
That makes a lot of sense. There are a lot of supplements out there, though. When you go to the store, you find so many of them. And sometimes it's a little bit confusing. I don't know what to pick. How do you know what is legitimate and just a hype?
Well, if you see, there are fads that come and go. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely look at how long something has been on the market. I would look at reviews and how transparent the labeling is. And you stick to the foundation. So there'll be like a latest fad would be some fruit that overclaims and overpromises. Then you know that one thing is there to cure absolutely everything from your your skin to whatever else in your body.
Yes.
Then you know if it's overclaiming, then you know it's a fad.
Okay. And in terms of like which one to pick, so a lot of times you get so many of the same thing on the shelf. How do you know which one is a better one to pick than the other?
I think you will look at standardized extracts, what the label says at the back. So you shouldn't just go for a lot of people look at the back of the label and they'll just go, okay, this says 500 milligrams and this says 100 milligrams. You don't just go for the highest. You need to look at the active ingredients as well. And it should state that on the label. And active ingredients means how much is absorbed by your body and how much your body can actually use.
And if you are taking these supplements, can it actually help with things like low energy, stress, poor sleep, and those issues that people mostly have in life?
It will absolutely help if that's what your body is lacking. So, for example, if you go into a shop and somebody's struggling, we'll have two different supplements and they have different ingredients. I'll give the one to somebody and it will work for them, but then the other option will not. So it's purely what is that person missing, and that you do need, it is trial and error.
Okay, so like just listening to everything that you've said up to this point, I feel like most most people actually probably need supplements. So if someone is listening to this and they're completely new to supplements, where do we begin? What are one or two basic supplements you would typically recommend to start with?
Well, to start with, well, at Balance specifically, we start with the foundation, which is, in my opinion, you need a quality omega-3 supplement because that is one of the least things that people get in their body. Then you would also start with a quality multivitamin or nutritional vitamin. So, for example, we've got BioReform 39. It's a comprehensive multivitamin, but it's more than that. It actually helps detox your liver, and it consists of all your amino acids, all your vitamins, all your minerals, as well as your antioxidants. It is everything that you need in a balanced amount, and it's been formulated to give your body exactly what it needs, and it's safe. So it keeps you in balance. Any age can take it. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So if you are wondering now, this is my last question to you, Roxanne. If you are wondering whether you actually need supplements or not, how do you find out? Do you go to the doctor? Do you do a blood test? How does that work?
Well, we actually have a questionnaire that we can give to people that tests based on what your body and based on what you feel. And then obviously you can do blood tests that can indicate whether you are low in something specific. But the best way is, are you struggling? You need to literally learn to listen to your body. You need to get that mind-body connection again. Where do you know if you're thirsty? Do you know if you are hungry? People need to learn to listen to their bodies before they supplement with absolutely anything and everything.
So learn to listen to your body. And at Balance, they also have a way of testing. And of course, you can go see your doctor and test for it as well. Roxanne, thank you so much. It was wonderful to have you. I've learned a lot about supplements. And I think I just walked into the shop and picked the first thing I thought I needed. But there's a little bit more to this than I thought. So thank you for your help.
Thank you so much, Lani. I really appreciate your time.
You're welcome to listen to more conversations. Wealth and Wellness Wednesday on rfm.co.za. You can click on listen, then RFM podcast. And then you'll see there's a wellness one and a wealth one. See you next week.